Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodridge. Connection is
made. And hello to our wonderful listeners today here on Yarra Valley FM. Welcome to this month's Council Connection Show. My name's Kelly McPherson. I'm fortunate to sit in the Community Development Team at Yarra Rangers Council. I'm normally joined by my co-host, Michael. Michael's on some leave today, so he's taking some time to kick back, relax and refresh. So I'm in charge behind the deck today, and we've got a great show coming up. Really, really fortunate. The weather, there's been some mild weather across the valley. Really warm days, a little bit of rain, and then just, you know, just enough of a chill in the air to remind us that, yes, we still are in winter. But before I kick things off, I would like to make mention we've got some wonderful guests joining us today. We've got the team from Hillsville Self-Help Arthritis Group. We'll be checking in with your libraries with Sabina to get a bit of a sense of what's happening at Hillsville Library and our friends up the road at Upper Yarra Library as well. And we'll round out the show with some plugs for local community events. There's always so much happening in the valley, so we'll be letting you know what's out there for people of all ages. But to kick things off, I'd like to welcome Barb and Ivan from the Hillsville Self-Help Arthritis Group, affectionately known as HASH. How are you?
Fantastic. And great to be here. I look to sit with you and Kelly and relate our experience with HASH.
It's absolutely wonderful to have you both here. And HASH, what a great name. It's been around the Valley Traps for quite some time. So, Barb, are you able to share with our listeners, what's HASH all about?
Well, HASH is actually for people who have arthritis or people who think they have arthritis and would like to just come along and do some exercises and have a bit of fun socially. But it was originally established for people with arthritis, and I believe it started before the year 2000, but was registered with Arthritis Victoria in the year 2000. It was established by two people, June Urell and June Slatter. June now lives in Maryborough and June Slatter still lives in Hillsville. So we had our 25th birthday in March this year. Thank you. And although one of the Junes couldn't be with us, her daughter-in-law was there and she took some videos of the day that we were able to share. And we'll share that with our group again once Julie gets back.
And I imagine, Barb, there would have been a birthday cake.
Oh, certainly. I think it was chocolate.
And I imagine there was lots of energy there and lots of reflections, because for a community group to be run by volunteers, volunteer-led, to be up and running for that many years is quite a celebration, quite a milestone.
Yeah. And it is, it's a great group of people, and it's a great group of teamwork. There's a lot of teamwork that goes on. We've got a number of people who, as I said, have been there for years, but we've also got new people coming in all the time. We've probably got four new people just in the since we've moved back to the Lions Club Hall.
Okay.
Because we're at St Bridget's Hall while the Lions Club Hall was being renovated.
Yep.
So the home base has always been the Lions Club, so that's where we feel we belong.
I've been along, I've participated, and I tell you what, there's a lot of fun. But are you able to share with our listeners what a session down at the Lions Hall looks like when you're getting together for your regular activities?
The session is usually for an hour. We've got four trained leaders. And they take it in turns to run the hour sessions. We've just recently got the support of a physiotherapist who lives in Chernside Park. Mm-hmm. He comes in once a month and does the sessions.
Oh, nice.
And then we've got the other three leaders who are female, and they all do it differently, which is great because that adds to the fun of the the sessions. And it's chair-based exercises, so everybody is sitting on the chairs. We do have to stand up, but you do hold on to the chairs in case you feel a bit insecure, and that's fine. Everybody does the exercises to their own level.
Yes.
There's no pressure to contribute if you don't feel comfortable about it. Mm-hmm. So we have our morning session, then we have morning tea, and most people stay for that for 15, 20 minutes.
Good opportunity.
Yes. And then everybody goes off their own little way. But we also do a lot of social things as well, with the support of the Yarra Rangers grant. And so we're able to do morning teas. We've done barbecues. We've done bus trips. Just trying to think. We've had guest speakers.
So you do a lot of stuff. You also do get-togethers. I think you had a barbecue with the Probus.
Yes. Well, we found that we had some people in Probus who love doing a barbecue. Yes. And we didn't have anybody in our group who was able to set up the barbecues and whatever. So we joined forces there. Okay. And we've probably had three or four now barbecues where we've all combined, and people have actually developed new friendship groups as a result of these as well, have gone off and had lunch with people who they didn't know, but now do. We just recently had Christmas in July at the Terminus Hotel. We combined both clubs for that, and we had 42 people there. So that was great. Yeah.
I've been
involved in
Bethesda's
Arthritis Group
as a participant for quite some time now. I think we were talking before we went on air, maybe
15
years or so.
Could be. Time seems to go past me. My involvement came after I retired at age 80. On my 80th birthday, I handed over the reins of the business that I'd started and run for 55 years. Mm-hmm. And for a while I was sort of a little lost at home alone and moving around. I'm not that good at housework, but kept the place.
None of us are.
And then I found the swimming group, mm-hmm, and started coming to the Healesville pool twice a week. Mm-hmm. And then from that graduated to the hash group, which was fantastic because the fellowship of people, senior people, who were looking for companionship plus the exercise to keep themselves fit was great. So, and I saw it blossom from pretty well just a group that was had a leader, mm-hmm, but wasn't that over-organized.
So it's evolved over time.
Yeah, then on board came a lady.
I think we're sitting in the same
studio.
We're referring to Bart.
And who had a lifetime as a school teacher, mm-hmm, plus her own business in
educational.
Yep.
And so Barbara was able to, I suppose, bring it onto the club, onto a more organised,
yeah,
routine.
Thank you so much. of different activities that you've been involved in over the years.
Yeah.
You know, from your activity, like your chair-based exercises, I've been there. There has been lots of amazing music, including Hammer. I mean, just the camaraderie, like you said earlier, in the group. There's lots of really gorgeous connections, social connections there. It's a really great space for people that, you know, do want to connect in with the broader community and like-minded individuals as well. And I think that might be testament to how it's grown from
and developed. Yeah. The other side of it is too, as the participants of age, of course, they, some of them, quite a number, may live on their own. So it's an important time for them to come and socialise, and which gets them out of their home and where they're probably spend a lot of time, as I said, on their own.
Yeah.
And so the club has not only the physical aspect but the social aspect for these people who it certainly helps their mind and lifestyle.
That's right. It's a whole sort of mindful health and well-being. It's the whole package. And I did ask politely before we came on air whether I could share with our listeners your age. So, Ivan, you're a spring chicken. How old are you, if you don't mind me
asking? Well, I've got a little bit to go, yeah. I'm 98.5.
98. Still actively involved in the community, and what an inclusive space that provides a number of people, but right through every age cohort. I think the last time I was there would have been 30 people in the hall down there. We were at St. Regent's. They wasn't hard for him to move, and everyone was engaged. They had a chair. They were, you know, leaning on it if they needed to, but really fortunate too, I think it'd be fair to say, Barb, that without the volunteer leaders as well, the commitment that they contribute to the program, everyone's volunteers. Yes. And it's quite a remarkable team effort, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a lovely small group, actually. You know, we've got the people who work in the kitchen for the morning tea, and that's Val Stiles, that many people will know in the community. She sort of organises the kitchen. She also does the ABBA. And she's a very active person in our group. We've got the four volunteer leaders, and two of them are local, one from Lilydale and another one from Churnside Park. So we have difficulty finding people who want to become leaders. So if there is anybody out there who would like to become a leader, we're more than happy to speak to them about it. As I said, it's a fun group, and we do lots of social things as well. So we do our exercises. We do them quite seriously with a bit of laughter. We do have a naughty corner.
I've seen that. Yes.
We do have a naughty corner, but the rest of us behave ourselves, and most people turn up to the social part aspects as well. So it is a great group. And if anybody would like to join us, it's only a matter of giving us a ring or getting the details from Kelly.
Yeah.
back to the August Council Connection Show. I can't believe we're in August, but the fabulous Sabina. Sabina from your library, you're here again. Can you believe we're in August?
I cannot believe it either, Kelly. It's a bit fristy frosty in the morning, but it is beautiful August. August winter. I was going to say autumn, but that's not correct at all.
Not quite. But there, look, we have had a couple of mild days, so the weather is teasing us a little bit, then the rain comes and then the cold morning. So it is the season, isn't it?
Certainly is. It certainly is.
Beautiful. Now, what's happening? Obviously, we normally sort of do a little bit of a round out about what's happening at Healesville Library in Yarra Junction. Do we want to kick things off with Healesville today?
Let's start in the beautiful Healesville.
Sounds great.
We've got on Monday, so next Monday, the 11th of August, we've got a seniors storytelling workshop and learn how to make a zine to tell your story, which is, of course, with the wonderful Cora Zon, who has a show on Yarra Valley FM called Zine. So that's Monday, the 11th of August from 10:30 till 12 noon, free, but bookings are required. So this is, of course, in the lead up to the Healesville Zine and Comic Festival, which is happening at the end of October, start of November this year.
Now, Sabina, is that the first time this festival's been offered in town?
That's correct, yes. So they were lucky enough to get, Cora was lucky enough with a team to get a grant from the Yarra Rangers Council, and all the activities are going to be held at the MIMO. Sorry, I'm waving my hands, assuming everyone knows that the MIMO is just in front of Healesville Library. Or are we behind the MIMO? I'm not sure in which order it goes.
Your neighbours, yeah.
Yes. Yes, we certainly are. So that's a great way to start getting understanding what a zine is, and they're just excellent. So a zine is a small magazine, it's self-published, and it can tell a personal story. So they're very, very exciting to make and do.
And makes perfect sense to be teaming up in the comics world as well.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. But then we've got something for the plant lovers, which is aerated worm tea.
Oh.
So Shani has been very busy aerating some worm tea. So this makes off liquids from worms. I'm not sure what the correct terminology is, and makes it even better for your garden. So find out all about that. Yes, wonder juice. So find out all about that on Wednesday the 13th of August at 2 till 3 here at Healesville Library. Once again, free, but bookings are required. And then that's perfect, actually, because that's Science Week, National Science Week, and we have got Wacky Science, which is an after-school activity, which is free, but bookings are required. And that's on Thursday, the 14th of August at 3:45 till 4:45 here at Healesville Library.
Fantastic. And, yeah, with is the Science Week now, does that align with the school holidays, or is it slightly?
No, we're not in the school holidays, Kelly. We've just had the school holidays. We're back into it again. So first is Science Week, and then after that is Book Week. So, of course, we've got some activities for Book Week too. We've just got story time here at Healesville Library, but I know over at Yarra Junction Library, everyone's dressing up for Book Week. Some of the staff are best dressing up for Book Week, and I'm sure there'll be some dress-ups here at Healesville Library too.
Sounds good. There's always something different. I mean, look, I've just been jotting down things. So zines, worm juice, Science Week, story time. You're covering everything as you usually do.
Exactly. And look, we also have the great support from Council. And one of the important services that Council offers here at Healesville Library is navigating the aged care system, which, if anyone's had any experience, it's incredibly complex. Now, Yarra Rangers Council staff this, and it's very good at providing impartial overall information, and that's on Thursday the 21st of August. It's from 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock. It's free and there's no need to book. It's a drop-in session. Sometimes I know when the people come here from council, there's even a queue of people waiting. It's a very important service that council provides and really gives very good impartial information.
And like you say, Sabina, I've been in the office, the library, and I've seen those casual conversations happening. It's really inclusive. Come in if you're not sure. The team will be able to connect you in with the information that you need to make educated decisions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, just a bit of tech as well. So Tuesday, the 26th of August, from 2 till 3:30, our wonderful tech expert Katie here at Healesville Library is doing Build Your Own Website. So there's some places available for that. It's free, bookings required. But Katie is just wonderful at providing information in a very simple to understand manner, how to set yourself up with a website, how you can be found on the internet, and all other information like that.
She's a gem.
Exactly. So let's jump over the fence or down the road towards Yarra Junction.
Why not? What's happening down there?
So they're busy at Science Week as well. Mm-hmm. So on Tuesday the 12th at 3:45 till 4 o'clock, it's after school STEM, which is science, technology, engineering and maths. But with the addition of A for arts, they're doing Ozbot Bit Plus. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
So it's an after-school event where children aged 5 to 12 can discover robots that follow your drawings. So learn the basics of coding using colours and take part in a robot challenge.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds really great. Now, we've also got a Meet the Author. So this is at Yarra Junction. So that's on Thursday the 21st of August at 5:45 p.m. So that's Meet the Author, Jeff Parks. Now, Jeff has written his first crime fiction novel, so he's formerly a sports writer.
Okay.
And the crime fiction novel is called When the Deep, Dark Bush Swallows You Whole. So Jeff will be coming to talk. Yes, exactly. Jeff will be coming to talk about why he's decided to write his novel and how he's managed the transition from sports writer to writing crime fiction. So I think that's going to be a very interesting, autumn. I keep having autumn and August mixed up in my mind. I do apologise, Kelly.
Easy to be autumn. Done. Don't worry.
Autumn is Family History Month. And on Friday the 29th at 3 o'clock at Yarra Junction, we've got Grave Matters. So this is discover how to locate records, including death certificates and burial indexes. I did not know these things existed.
Okay.
Cemeteries and churchyards, as well as the headstones and graves within them.
Okay. So, that sounds really interesting. Like, I can imagine some of the information that might be unearthed there could lead you on a bit of a cemetery adventure, perhaps.
Yeah. I think that's definitely a cemetery adventure. That sounds very interesting, Kelly.
Yeah, we've jumped from crime novels to cemetery adventures. Look out.
Exactly. So we're keeping busy. So again, Book Week. So there's certainly be some activities at Yarra Junction at Book Week. So Children's Book Week runs from August the 16th to August the 23rd. And is there ever a time not to read a book for anyone, Kelly? And I think the answer is no.
I think not.
And also they have chair yoga at Yarra Junction every Friday at 11 o'clock in August. So all sorts of things that you can do at Yarra Junction Library.
Yeah, look, there's definitely something for everyone. I mean, look, we've got everything from Worm Juice, Kids Book Week, Science Week, story time, there's crime fiction thrown in there for good measure. And if you want to trawl back through the history of gravestones and cemetery maps, I think there's something for everyone there, and also throw in a little bit of chair yoga too to round out the month. I think we're pretty fortunate to have the wonderful libraries at Yarra Junction and Healesville and the amazing team. Like you said earlier, Sabina, Katie with her tech support, I know she provides support across the community and offers, obviously tech support, something as simple as using a phone right through to building a simple website. We're pretty fortunate to have these free or low-cost activities available So as far as people reaching out, you mentioned that a lot of these sessions require registration. So how do our listeners connect with your library to help that happen?
So you can jump online, but one of the easiest ways is we always love a phone call. So give us a call. You can call us here at Healesville Library on 9800 6497. Now, you always need to press option number 3 to get directly through to the Healesville Library. Otherwise, you will get in, maybe end up at another library. So that's 9800 6497, and we can help with activities at Healesville Library or Yarra Junction for booking online. You don't have to be a member of the library to book, but joining the library is free and easy.
Free and easy. Absolutely agree, Sabina. And when you come into the library, it doesn't matter whether you're at Healesville or Yarra Junction, you're greeted with a friendly face, a welcoming smile, and people that are just willing to help and connect you in with the resources that you need. So, as always, we never have enough time to have a yarn, Sabina, but it has been an absolute delight having you along again for this month's show. And all the best with all the reading, the bookworm activities, and everything else in between.
Great. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Decide to do, Jolene.
This month's Council Connection Show. So next up, we have so many events happening in the Valley and Upper Yarra regions that we might need to split this section with a song. So I think what we'll do is we'll kick off with the Upper Yarra region. There's lots going on. First up, we've got the Upper Yarra Toy Library Grand Opening on Thursday, the 24th of August at 11 a.m. Pop down to Brushy's Toy Library at the Redwood Community Centre in Warburton to celebrate the Toy Library's brand new location. Plenty to explore. You might wish to sign up on the day. And apparently there's a special guest, Melody May, the Water Fairy, will be there to greet you. If you'd like to find out more information about that grand opening, visit www.upperyarratoylibrary.setls.com. www.thursdaythepodcast.com.au. So Thursday the 24th of August at 11 a.m. Then we're popping across the first Thursday of each month between 9:30 and 11 a.m. We've got Mamas in the Valley. The group meets at the Sydney Halbish Hall, Old Dowry Road in Don Valley. It's an opportunity to connect with other local mums in a warm, an inclusive space, share stories over a cuppa, enjoy some light refreshments and discover community support that's available for you. It's free, and if you're interested in getting involved, you can contact Emily on 0432 484 736. And now we're going to be moving our bodies and getting involved through All Abilities One Rhythm workshops, operating on Sundays throughout August, the 17th, 24th and 31st, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. at Wesburn. Free singing, dance and storytelling workshops for individuals and families living with disabilities. All ages and experience levels are most welcome, and there's a chance to perform at a community event on September the 7th in Warburton. It's free. To find out more, you can reach out to dreamingspace@gmail.com. We've got the Yarra Valley Spoken Word on Friday. So coming up this Friday, the 8th of August, between 6 and 9 p.m. at Yarra Valley ECOS in Wesburn. There'll be tons of fun. There'll be opportunities to enjoy some poetry, music and community, featuring Eldritch of the Forest. Workshops, open mic and supper is also available in such a welcoming space. All ages are welcome. Entry is by donation, $15 full or $10 for a concession ticket. And there's supper and chai available at $5 each. Then we've got lots happening in the upskilling space in the Upper Yarra as well. So there's various locations where there's an opportunity to build your skills throughout the remainder of 2025. Build your skills, connect with new people and strengthen your community as well. There's opportunities to learn more about grant writing, business case development, cultural awareness, planning processes and innovation focused learning. It's a welcoming space. Come on down to find out more. And Women of Wit. So we've got a comedy night on Saturday the 23rd of August at 7:30 p.m. at the Arts Centre in Warburton, which is just the most beautiful community space. It's a night of stand-up comedy featuring Alex Ward, Jordan Barr, Tor Schneider, Freddie Arthur and guest Paddy Fawcett. It's suitable for ages 15 plus. We've also got the Yarra Valley Horse Show. Now, it is looking ahead, but it's their annual event in December from 8 a.m. It's a full day of equestrian excitement featuring side saddle, turnout, riding ponies, Shetlands, Welsh, Pintos. There's open classes, pony class and a topsy ring. If you'd like to find out more about that, you can reach out to Anita at anita.horses@gmail.com. And popping across to our wonderful community houses, we have Woori Community House's Term 3 program is up and running and has been for a couple of weeks now. There's lots on offer down at Woori, from chair-based fitness and craft for charities to kids, clay art, yoga, dance and seniors socials. There's really something for everyone. Most of the programs are free or low cost, so there's an opportunity to connect in, learn new skills, meet new friends, and there's plenty of workshops available. And it's in the lead up too. There's lots going on there in the lead up to their annual Big Kids Fest, which kicks off in October. So if you're interested in finding out more, you can reach out to the team at Woori Community House at info@woori.com.house.org.au. So that's info@woori.com.house.org.au.
Warby Walkers. So a little bit of a change of pace. We've got a walking group that happens. They embark, I should say, from the Redwood Community Centre in Warburton every Monday between 2 and 3.30. A really friendly group. Walk with fellow locals, and therapy dogs are also welcome. So there's the option to stay after the walk and wander for a cuppa and a chat. It is a free event and all are welcome. The walk itself lasts for about 30 to 45 minutes and all levels are welcome. And last but no means least, we have an opportunity for young people. So if you happen to know a young person who's contributed and made a stellar effort in some way this year, it might be worth nominating them for our Celebrating Youth Awards. It's our way at Yarra Rangers Council of recognising the incredible contributions of young people in the Yarra Rangers community. Nominations are open now and they close on Friday the 31st. So it could be a student at school who's gone above and beyond to lead an activity, or an emerging artist building a name for themselves in the community, or something else, a local contribution. So to find out more, visit Celebrating Youth Awards at yarrarangerscouncil.vic.gov.au. That's it for the Upper Yarra region.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
now we are popping across to the Valley for some events and also some community shout-outs. I'd like to kick things off by giving a shout-out to the Hillsville Traders Group, who recently put on a fabulous event, Nocturne. It was an opportunity for community to come together and, I guess, enjoy some midwinter spirit. It was the first time this event has been hosted, and from all accounts, it was a real buzz in town. Parts of the main street were turned into a magical winter wonderland with extended shopping hours in town. There was live art, there was family fun, and an absolute feast of flavours across the township. A huge shout out to everyone who's contributed to that event, the success, and he's hoping there's other events in the future. Also, National Tree Planting Day was on recently, and a huge shout out to Mount Tullibiwong and District Landcare Group for coordinating a local community event this year, which brought together volunteers and helped create habitat near the Hillsville Sanctuary, obviously, as we know, home to incredible wildlife and bushland beauty. I hear on the grapevine again that 650 plants were planted, and it was a brilliant morning, a great opportunity to have a yarn whilst you're planting and create some wonderful habitat for our native fauna, which we all love. Changing pace a little bit and keeping healthy environments and happy environments for our flora and fauna, the team at No Reason for Rubbish are going to be coordinating a community cleanup day. Join the Rubbish Warriors for a fun, family-friendly morning of cleaning up our roads around town in Hillsville. Gloves, high-vis vests and grabbers are provided. All you need to do is show up with a little bit of energy and enthusiasm to lend a hand to protect the local environment. That's going to be kicking off on Sunday the 24th of August between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. It's a free event and it's going to be hosted in and around Coronation Park in Hillsville. No RSVPs are required. You can just turn up on the morning. Now, jumping across to Yarra Glen, we've got regular story time with Sue. It is a new day across there at the Yarra Glen Reading Room Memorial Hall at 45 Bell Street in Yarra Glen. It's an opportunity for young ones aged 0 to 6 with a parent and guardian to pop along and enjoy story time with Sue. Sue's a retired teacher who just loves to read stories to the littlest members of our community. Bookings are preferred, and you can reach out to the team at the Yarra Glen and District Living and Learning Centre on 9730 2887. We've also got some upcoming activities at the MIMO in Hillsville on Friday the 15th of August at 7:30 p.m. We've got Tim Rogers, who will be performing. Tim Rogers is obviously well known throughout the creative community. So what an opportunity for us to connect in locally in Hillsville. We've also got We have some individual tech support as well. That's at the Yarra Glen Reading Room. You can book a session Tuesdays, first Tuesdays of the month. It's an opportunity to get tech savvy with personalised support. So you can learn to use your phone, tablet, e-reader or laptop. There's a chance to set up apps if you'd like to, or just have a chance to do some troubleshooting with a tech expert to help build your confidence. And that's a partnership between your library and the Living and Learning Centre there in Yarra Glen. It is free, but appointments are required and need to be confirmed in advance because it is a popular session. So reach out to the team on 97302887. And that's it for this month's Council Connection show. It's been wonderful to have you listening along, and Michael will be back next month, so the two of us will look forward to checking in with you next month. Enjoy what August has to offer, and there's so much to do in the Valley. Thanks again for your time.